Roger, en route. The first shots ring out, and I know from the controlled manner this is almost certainly the police firearms officers. Over the past few years, due to the huge spike in the scale of terrorist activity and their capability, the counter-terrorism unit is now, without question, the best-trained police force in the world. Tonight, just south of London Bridge, they're proving it, as the echoes of gunfire continue to bounce around the buildings, a brutal counterpoint to the screams. My lungs spasm, gasping for air, as I realise I am frozen with my phone to my ear, waiting for an update from my team leader or the operations officer back at base. Breaking news here on Sky as what's being described as a terrorist attack in the heart of London. Lowering my phone, I look at the blank black screen. No call, no messages. No longer frozen, I take a step back, soaking in my surroundings. Fuck, the TV is on. This is on the news. I'm not on the ground, I'm no longer in MI5. I'm not hearing my radio. It was an auditory hallucination. I've relapsed. Get out. Get out now. It's late at night and everyone in the house is asleep. I grab the door keys and leave, my legs instantly propelling me into a run I didn't know I needed. Moving faster and faster, I cover the couple of miles to a large wood. I'm brought up short after vaulting a dry stone wall that acts as a land boundary to a farm. It's dark round here. The immediate area is almost pitch black thanks to the looming tree line. As my heart and lungs struggle to replace the oxygen my muscles have burned through, I find myself sitting on this low wall looking towards a break in the trees through which I can see a valley and hills in the distance. 06! Fuck off! That's not me anymore! I'm not MI5 anymore, but I always will be. I'm no longer part of my team, but I can always hear them. I'm no longer hunting the most dangerous terrorists in the world, but every day I'm watching and waiting for them. Even moving back along this dark, muddy track, I'm trying to pick out a route in the shadows that will take me home a completely different way. Some call it paranoia. Even the doctors I've dealt with in the past would classify my day-to-day behaviour as paranoid. PTSD or not, the curse ingrained into me also keeps me alive. Spotting a different route to take, I cut across an open field, dark silhouettes of cows moving slowly in the distance. I'm walking rather than running, giving myself time to face the demons I had convinced myself were gone. My mind is calmer by the time I creep back into the house. Resisting the urge to turn the news on, I strip out of my wet clothes and sit on the sofa thinking about the team. They'll be on the ground right now, helping to hunt down anyone associated with the London Bridge targets, anyone who could be waiting for the right time to launch their own attack. I can imagine the speed at which the intelligence officers on the desk would be shifting through terabytes of live data, creating a triage of threats from thousands of targets. I can almost hear the radio transmissions, the team leader calling in assets, continuous updates from Thames House, bikers blasting past every operator, all task-focused and doing everything humanly possible to prevent more attacks like this. Unfortunately, you can't stop every single one, it's impossible. And we will get hit again. It might be next week, might be next year, but it will happen. The thing to remember is that our intelligence and military is the best fighting force in the world. Like any world champion, some attacks will find a way through our defences, but we can take the blows and keep fighting. Our guard never drops. Together with my team, I helped stop hundreds of attacks over the years. They continue to do so today. I wrote about some of my experiences as an MI5 officer in Soldier Spy. On the one hand, remembering the past showed me that having PTSD wasn't my fault. I wasn't a victim, just someone who got caught out in the open at all the wrong times. Revisiting my career for iSpy has allowed me to describe some of the operations I couldn't include in the first book and go deeper into the challenges that defined me and the lessons learned along the way. The memories of my team are so vivid, they stay with me. To this day, I want to be back with them and instantly hate myself for it, because going back would take me away from my family. What I can do is remember them in my writing and pay tribute to the bravery of the men and women of MI5. Chapter 1: Training to Kill. My lungs were burning. The taste of copper in my mouth